Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black. I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. Today's show is going to be very exciting. We have author Kevin Lewis. He wrote the book entitled Coming Out, The Road to Unconditional Love. And he's also a gay life coach, and I think that you'll find the show very interesting. You can learn more about Kevin at his website, www.lewislifecoaching.com. That's www.lewislifecoaching.com. So I want you to stay tuned. We'll have Kevin on in just a couple of minutes. But first, I'd like to bring in my co-host. Good morning, Sherry. Are you with us today?
I am. Good morning, Patty, and good morning to everybody that's out there listening to us. We really appreciate all your incredible emails that are coming in about what you would like to hear about, what you would like us to talk about, and giving us a 5-star rating on our show continuously. I really appreciate that. And to all our really special listeners that are listening out there from California, thank you. I'm very excited about having Kevin on this morning. This is a subject that's close to my heart, and so I'm really interested in spreading the word and letting all of you hear a little bit about what Kevin has to say and hear about how he got started on his book and journey. So as soon as he's on, we'll bring him in.
I think I see him trying to call in, so let's see if we can bring him in on this beautiful July 13th, 2009 morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Good morning, ladies. How are you?
We're fine, Kevin. It's good to have you with us.
Oh, I'll tell you what, it's good to be up at 7 o'clock in the morning in California with a jacket on compared to Arizona.
Well, thank you for calling us so early. I know it's a little stretch, but it's a good time of the day.
Oh, absolutely. It's not a little stretch. I usually wake up 5 o'clock in the morning. This is no
problem. Oh, wow. You're a morning person. So, Kevin, why don't we start by just having you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Well, I'm a life coach, a spiritual counselor, and I also have been called the gay life coach. That's why I've got it on my website. It's what I went by on Blog Talk for a while, and it's what I've really been doing. And a gay life coach is not somebody that teaches you how to be gay. Just to clear that up, a gay life coach is somebody that actually, what I do in that is I help people come to terms with who they are, heal through it, and help their family do the same thing as they go through their process. And I've been doing this for quite a while, and it's through that I came to the place of writing this book on judgment, because the book is really a Dharma talk on judgment. And using the example of my life coming out of the closet and experiences that I've been party to with other individuals through my work. So that's a short synopsis.
Very interesting.
Can you tell us a little bit about what your definition of coming out is?
My definition of coming out from the person that's actually coming out of the closet is a statement of love and respect and inclusion to the person that they're coming out to. It's if I'm coming out to you, it's a statement I'm saying to you, I love you, I respect you, and I want you in my life. Therefore, I want you to know far more about me than you do today.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. That's mm-hmm. what coming out of the closet is. That's what, and the other part is we're doing that every day. Everyone does it every day.
Being able to step into the power of who you are.
That's right. That's right. But when you're
in the unveiling of who you are, it's like you're showing an inner part of yourself to somebody.
Oh, absolutely. And it's really revealing. When I say intimate, it's revealing intimate parts of you. When I say intimate, I don't mean intimate as far as you know, the interaction between two individuals. Intimate is that the private parts and things of you that are so close to you that you protect them very much. So when you're giving that intimate knowledge to individuals, you're actually telling them, I love you and I want you in my life, so here's some more information about me.
I think this is a topic that is really important to get out there. There's so many people that struggle with hiding and trying to you know, not be able to speak their piece and to speak of who they are and to really let people get to know them because they're afraid.
Oh, yeah. Well, and fear plays a very big part in our society today. And it's really what drives everyone to hide themselves, what drives everyone to lie. And the fear is because of what's happened over centuries, not just in the gay and lesbian community, but in any different community about revealing anything about yourself within religion and how they've treated the people of different spiritual practices for centuries. It's all that fear from judgment and persecution. And as fear is so ingrained in us, we have to really get away from that. And to get away from that, we have got to stop judging ourselves and others to get there.
Right. It's, you know, the thing about judging is really a big thing that people are in so much of the judging that, I mean, they walk in a room and they've already taken a look around and made judgments without really getting to know or just accept the situation and where they're at and who they're with. And do you think that things have changed? Is it any better these days than years ago?
For the gay community, are you?
Yes.
Are you talking about the gay? If you consider that last year we had less people killed for being gay, if you consider there were less numbers of suicides for it, things are getting better. The acceptance rate is a little higher. The feel of the society today is a little gentler than it was last year, then yes, it's getting better. It's not where it should be. It's not where it's going to be next year. It's not where it's going to be 5 years from now, but it is getting better, yes. Yes.
Yeah, I think we did have a lot of help from the celebrity community or the, you know, the entertainers that are out there that have been able to come forth and, you know, so it's given people a little more acceptance of, well, if they can come out, then I can come out.
You know, and that's actually an interesting thing because less people will actually feel comfortable coming out of the closet when a celebrity comes out. A large celebrity comes out and says, I am gay. You will have more people sit back and watch what happens to them and then judge whether or not they're going to do it, which is very interesting, which is very intriguing because they sit back and they watch what happens to this person. They watch what society will do right now to that individual. And then they go, no.
Mm-hmm.
So there really is less people for there's when it comes down to it, I've had more people say, no, I didn't come out earlier because of that reason exactly. Then people say, I came out because they did.
That's interesting. So tell me, like, about, you know, telling parents. How do you feel about that, like, to tell or not to tell? What are your feelings on that?
Honestly, it depends on your situation. If you're a 16-year-old kid in high school, have no money, have no way of supporting yourself, and you know within the condition in your home that your parents would not approve, your parents would be very reactive in a way that's very dangerous, then don't tell them. Find a way to get through the life until you can take care of yourself. In the book, I talk about when I came out, well, not when I came out, but when I realized I was gay, I was 11 years old. The next 7 years before I left that town and went to support myself in life, I made decisions and organized and planned my life for those 7 years to get through that community, get through the life with my family, all of these things as I saw it, without telling them. I completely planned my entire 7-year existence in that town with
That's
my family until I was old enough to get out.
Mm-hmm. That's good for people to hear that because, you know, we all have choices. So we, you know, take a look at what our surroundings are, what we're dealing with, and make the choices, healthy choices, based upon you know, to do the right thing for yourself.
You have to make those choices based upon your situation, not what other people say. And the fact is we still have kids that get kicked out of the house and are on the streets. Many of them you see in California, you see in New York, you see in Chicago, all these kids, and then they end up in these really dangerous situations. And the fact is because they came out of the closet when they were not able to support and take care of themselves. So they fell victim to reaction from their parents rather than response. And then most parents are embarrassed that they did that. They're not going to go find a way to get their kid. They kind of hope the kid just comes back. So it leads into a whole cycle of things. It's very dangerous. So you really got to analyze your situation. You really got to know yours and know what's going to be best for you and then prepare to handle that.
Do you find that people are looking for support groups, and are there support groups for coming out?
I will tell you the two organizations I recommend to anyone is PFLAG, that's PFLAG, and you can find their website at pflag.org. That organization is beautiful for the person that's coming out, beautiful for the family. It's just a fantastic organization. Does not tell you how to do things. Helps you. They've got a library of books, which actually my book is going to the different chapters across the country, donated to their library, to their different libraries, so that it will be accessible, available to individuals within the organization. And then the second one is the Trevor Project, and you can find them at thetrevorproject.org. The Trevor Project is the only organization that maintains a nationwide 800 number suicide hotline for the GLBTQ community. And if you don't feel like you're at the place of suicide, I recommend helping them out so you can be there for those that are. Because our suicide rate is still very high for the teenagers. So
tell us a little bit about when you started, before you wrote the book, and what was it that, you know, had you, you know, live your passion to speak and do what you do now?
The things that, wow, that's a good question. Because there's a lot of it, there's a lot of things that come into that. But, wow, the clients that I've had, the friends, there's so much. Between one of the stories that I talk about, one of the clients groups or sets I talk about is these parents that came to me because they were not trying to figure out how to handle their son coming out of the closet. They weren't trying to figure out how to balance that between him coming out, loving him in the church. They were trying to figure out how they were going to get through the fact that he killed himself because they agreed with the minister in church one too many times, and why church would do that. So between that, I just had so many people that have felt and dealt with the judgment from church, from society, from school, and not understanding why. So it was, okay, let's get this out there so you can understand in a large way why collectively this is happening and how to singularly handle it in your life. And to bring forward the number one tool in every process you have, and that's you, and to bring it through questions. People that have read this book today say you could use this book to help pregnant teenagers, could use it to help them reveal to their parents that they're pregnant. Spiritual people could use this to understand the process for telling their religious family they're not Baptist, they're whatever. They're pagan or they're Wiccan or they're just generally spiritualist or from Catholic to Buddhism to Hinduism or whatever. So the book itself is very much built on getting rid of judgment in the world. And it's all came from the experiences of people in my past.
So at some point you made the decision to write a book on this topic. Is this your first piece?
This is the first book I've written. I've got quite a few writings, from blog posts to no poems, but blog posts to information from my guides, things of that nature. So I've written before, but this is the first book. And it was, how do I get this out, and how do I heal myself through things that I've gone through in life that I never approached and never even thought about approaching until I sat down to write this book. That's why the book was just over a year. It took me a year to write this book. most of that time was the self-healing I had to go through. So it was really that. Yeah. I mean, it's...
Well, congratulations on completing your first book. I know that's quite an accomplishment. And, you know, there are doers in this world, and it sounds like you really, you know, you took a year to go through the healing, which takes a lot of courage. And you also were able to provide a book that can help people. And I really think that that's a great accomplishment in itself.
Thank you for that. I mean, thank you for that. I just, yeah.
Would you want to let people know how to find you before we go on your website or how they can reach you?
Sure. My website is kind of the beginning port of everything, which is lewislifecoaching.com. I put my email up there. Anybody can email me if they'd like. I've got Facebook. Search Kevin Lewis on Facebook. My mug just shows up. So, but that's the easiest. It's just my website, lewislifecoaching.com. And then my email and contact and all that is there. You can also purchase the book from there. And so,
from your website. Yeah. And it's so let's talk about your coaching, Kevin. How do you approach coaching?
When you coach a person, a family, it's very, very specific to the individual and to the family. So you really got to find out where it's coming from. You got to find out, and through that is a heck of a lot of questions. Why do you feel this way? Where did you learn this information? What was the intent of the individual that gave you this information? At what point do you think you can look at this objectively? One of the first things that I do with anybody, I don't care, family, group, whatever, is I want you to get through the emotion. So if it takes an hour to scream and yell and holler just so you don't feel so bad, then let's do it. And I prefer you do it to me. You can yell and scream at me all you want because I don't take it on. Yell and scream at your daughter in response or reaction to her telling you you're a lesbian. She's going to have some issues. There's some attachment there. Mom and dad screaming, yelling at her. So scream and yell at me. It's fine. And then from there, we will go into where you got the information, where you learned it, why they told you, why they taught you this, how you can keep from learning these types of things and move into that. So it's very specific to the individual or family. Because everybody's situation is different. We all got to where we are completely different. So they're very individual, but it's the first thing to do is get the emotion out of it, which is an interesting thing about the book because I wrote the book from a perspective with no emotion, and it's rational. You're not going to find me in there saying that the church is the worst thing in the world and we all need to burn them all down. No. In fact, I put in there and talk about it just as I do with the coaching practice when I coach these people is that I'm not judging you for where you came from. I'm not judging you for your knowledge. I'm not judging you for your place in life. I'm understanding unconditionally the fact that you are where you are today. And all we got to do is get through that into loving your family member or whatever unconditionally.
So it's recognizing where the prejudice comes from.
Yeah, you have to recognize where it comes from. Absolutely.
Right. And then from that point, trying to move forward with coming from a place of love.
Absolutely. And that's really what you have to do is you've got to find out where they are and why they're there. And then you've got to get them to just see from a perspective wider than theirs. Not from my perspective. Not from their loved one's perspective, not from their minister's perspective, from a wider perspective than they've seen, than they're looking through it today. So that way they can choose the angle that works best with them that feels right. And that's one of the key pieces.
That must be very challenging if you have a large family because you're dealing with individual personalities. And everybody has their point of reference of where and that prejudice may come from, maybe taught from parents or other siblings, but there's also your individual identity with your God and life as you experience it. So that must be very challenging, Kevin. I think what you're doing is really great work out there.
Well, intriguingly and interestingly enough, it's actually not that challenging the large families because as you go into it, they all pretty much come from the same place.
Yeah, I think they all want to really accept.
Well, yes, but the basis of their education to the position or the place of that group falls down to three things. It's not that, that's the intriguing fun part about it, is let's figure out, I'm going to see what three places your knowledge base is coming from for you to live through and attack your child or another person over this. There's three things. Religion, society, or nothing. So it's creation. Those are the three places that this comes from.
Wow.
So let's see which one you end up in.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I know that we talk a lot about on the show about being positive, being able to change your mind from negative to positive. Don't stay in the worry channel. Get into the positive channel. And it must come into play with this also, because it's where you, what you let your mind, what your mind is telling you. If you're going to believe certain things, you have the ability to change into a positive thought. Don't keep yourself into negative, and reframe and rechange those negative behaviors and thoughts.
Oh, absolutely. And intriguingly, a lot of people have come to, and this I'm seeing a lot in the individuals I'm working with today, is that the self-doubt. And it's really good that you point out that, positive affirmations, they're wonderful things. But a positive affirmation only works when you handle the thought that follows it.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to stand and look in the mirror and say, I'm beautiful. And then my mind says, well, no, that's not what you think for this reason or that reason. You got to handle that. Otherwise, a positive affirmation doesn't work. So it's not just making positive thoughts, making positive words. It's living the positive lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
which is handling every non-productive thing in your life. And that generally starts with the thoughts. So, beautiful point. And it's great that you go to the point of saying, handling those thoughts and changing them. Recognizing those, because that is the basic teaching of being in the moment and the power of now. Don't know if you knew that or not.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Living in the moment is something that we talk about all the time, because it's, you know, we have choices all the time to make or change a situation, and it's in this moment that we can our next moment can be a better moment. You know, we just have the choice to turn things around, and it is work. It's action. You know, it's not that you have to just stay in daydream and think about how things could be better, but you do have to get out there and do the action and the footwork and be around positive people and talk to people like yourself. I believe that, you know, with most of us, when we go into our own minds, it becomes a dangerous neighborhood. We have to find somebody that we trust out there that we can share things with openly, and to be able to talk to other people that, you know, we trust what they say and are able to, you know, to take a suggestion, because, you know, all of our, sometimes our best thinking gets us into the situations that we're in. And
I'm
really happy to have been talking with you to get this word out there that there is someone like you. I've not heard it said the way that you're saying it, and the coaching style and the way that you're doing it. So I think it's something that we're going to, your message will be on our website forever. So we'll be able to send people to hear what you have to say. And it's really a great message. Thank you.
Well, thank you. That's fantastic. And the thing is, you know, we just have to live it from a place of non-judgment, and that's that's what makes things so different, that people are wondering, how in the world does it come across in such a way? How can I sit here and say something to someone that would equal another individual calling them a scumbucket? But it doesn't work that way for me, because I don't judge you for it. I just point out where you are. And now let's go to a new place. And who cares how you got here? Unless we need to use that to settle where you are. So you can move forward in no judgment. You can move forward unconditional love. You can be at that place of loving everything and everyone and not being afraid of it. And the fact is, most people are afraid of it.
Right. So let's tell our listeners again where they can reach you.
They have a couple of minutes left, so why don't you give your website information out again and tell them how they can order your book.
Well, if you go to lewislifecoaching.com, that's LewisLifeCoaching, .com, you can order the book there. You can also order the book at Amazon.com. You can order it at BarnesandNoble.com. If you order it from my website, it just allows more money to stay here for donating the books to different organizations that need it, and just, you know, helping out in whatever way I can for the people that can't afford stuff. So if you buy it from my website, it just helps out. But you can get it from all places. And my email is kevin@lewislifecoaching.com, which is on the website. And there you go.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for being with us. And is there one more thing that you would like to leave our listeners with?
Love yourself, because unless you do, you can't love anyone else. And love yourself in the darkest place. Because when you do, you turn the light on. It's no longer dark.
Beautiful.
Wow, Kevin, that's great. That's really great. We really appreciate that, and I know our listeners do too. So we want to thank you for being on our show this morning.
Thank you, ladies.
It's really been nice having this interview with you. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you. You have
guys.
A great day.
You too now. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So listeners, you've been listening to Kevin Lewis. His book is entitled Coming Out, The Road to Unconditional Love. And I know he gave the website. I'll give it again. It's lewislifecoaching.com. Go there, order the book, and it just sounds like it would be another self-help type of book for you. So it could really help you with your life and transformation. Thank you for being with the Good News Show.
Thanks.
We're going to have another special guest next week.
Sherry, do you know who we have?
Another
secret. I do want to let's end a little bit with being in gratitude and saying our blessings and just being very thankful for all that we have, all that we don't have, and all that's coming to us. And just know that we are exactly where we need to be, even though you don't think so at the moment. It is, and if God's going to take you to it, he's going to bring you through it, and that's about it. So I'm happy that we were able to bring this to you this morning, and well, of course, we have something equally exciting for next week. So we'll see you and hear from you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Okay, signing off. Thank you. Bye-bye.